Peter replied, "Man, I don't even know who you're talking about." Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord had spoken to him. "Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times." And he went outside and wept bitterly. That's Luke 22, 60 through 62. Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. So that night, there was a chill in the air. Peter joined a crowd around an open fire to warm himself. His mind was swirling with the events of the day. Jesus had been arrested. The disciples were scattered. A trial was quickly organized. And Jesus was being questioned by men intent on putting him to death. But Peter's thoughts were interrupted when a person looked at him and said, "Certainly this man was with Jesus." Peter said, "Man, I don't even know who you're talking about." As the third denial escaped Peter's lips, Jesus was brought from the building. Just think about this scene. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. At that moment, Peter remembered his bold profession that even if all the other disciples fled, he would go to prison, even death with Jesus. He broke down and wept bitterly. All of us can relate to Peter, can't we? We have remained silent as others use his name as slang. We've remained silent as his claims have been laughed at. We have ignored his word by open rebellion. We followed Peter in our own denials, but have we joined him in remorse and repentance? Now, Lord Jesus, forgive me for denying you in front of family and friends. Give me the courage to stand for you, even if I have to stand alone. And Lord, when I do fail, please let me return to you with true remorse and repentance, knowing that with you there is always restoration. I thank you in your name and pray in your name. Amen. If we can pray for you here at The Journey, send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.